This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. We'll start things off today by hearing from the Vice President of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall. The Trans-Pacific Partnership is on the minds of the majority of ag leaders these days, and Colin says its passage is a necessity for beef producers across the U.S.
TPP is important for us in the cattle industry because every day without TPP, we are losing $400,000. So we lost $400,000 yesterday. We're losing $400,000 today. We're going to lose $400,000 tomorrow, and that will continue on. And the reason why is because the Australians have a lower tariff in Japan than we do, so they are taking our market access. The only problem is, starting on January 1, that tariff is going to go down again, so we're going to lose even more than that $400,000. So that's why it's so important we get this done, because these are losses that we cannot sustain, especially in the time of down cattle markets that we're seeing right now.
And as we know, there is opposition to the TPP with the president-elect now. Both candidates were opposed. So I, from everyone that I've talked to, it's going to take some work on behalf of agriculture to get this passed. Maybe fill us in on some of the efforts that you're doing and are going to be working towards having them approve TPP.
Yeah, we continue to work with both the House and the Senate, making sure that they understand what these economic losses truly are. You know, there's a lot of what-if scenarios with TPP. People are talking about what could happen or what might happen. With this $400,000 a day loss, those are real economic losses today. And we've been suffering that throughout the year. So trying to make the case that we need relief now. We can't wait. We can't wait for 2017. We can't wait for another trade deal. It's now or never. Let's pass TPP.
Relating this down to the producer in my listening area, we're in central to southern Illinois. What does the TPP mean to that beef producer? If you could put it in either maybe financial numbers or what it, when they're taking their cattle to market, just kind of relate it to them.
You bet. So that's a great question, because that's always what people think about. What does trade really mean? You have to keep in mind that we are a very mature beef-eating market here in the United States. We're not going to find a new demographic that's going to start eating beef. So we need to move the product, especially with a growing herd that we have right now. The only way we can move product is to have trade and get it out to our international consumers. That will help us stabilize the market. You know, we've seen a lot of market fluctuations here the past year. That will help us stabilize the market and try to recover the market. But more importantly, all the trade deals that we have right now are adding about $250 to the value of each marketed head. Trans-Pacific Partnership is going to be able to add to that. So those are real dollars that translate to producers out there today. So this is not just, you know, we talk about that $400,000 a day as an industry. It's not just about the industry as a whole. It's about the individuals, too.
You know, you mentioned those prices, and that was one thing I wanted to talk to you about, is cattle prices are down considerably from what they were a couple of years ago. Do we need to see the TPP passed in order to see those prices go up again, because then we have more places to ship our cattle? Or what are your thoughts?
Yeah, we do need not only the TPP, but we also need to restore beef access into China. Because right now we are dealing with some very high per capita meat levels, meat supplies. So basically we just have more meat available for our consumers than we have had in quite some time. So you have a simple supply and demand situation that has put the downward pressure on our markets. The only way that we can alleviate that is to be able to move the product, and you move the product through international markets. So that's why passing TPP will help, and also getting China access restored will help.
Colin Woodall, the Vice President of Governmental Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and we'll have more farm news right after these messages. Illinois ag producers and forestry managers who want to address natural resources and increase environmental benefits are encouraged to sign up for the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, or better known as EQIP, through the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service. According to Ivan Dozier, the Illinois NRCS state conservationist, November 18th and January 20th are the two EQIP application deadlines for Illinois. Many applicants have shown interest in addressing soil erosion and water quality issues on cropland, but there are also funding pools for addressing issues on grazing land operations, confined livestock operations, and for organic producers and wildlife habitat improvements. In addition to conservation practices, EQIP provides funding for the development of plans, such as comprehensive nutrient management plans, grazing plans, drainage water management plans, and several others. Producers interested in EQIP should submit a signed application to their local NRCS field office by either the November 18th or January 20th deadlines. And now we'll take a look at some news about ethanol. At the end of its current season, NASCAR will surpass 10 million competition miles on Sunoco Green E15, which is a biofuel blended with 15% of American-made ethanol. The miles have been totaled up over practice, qualifying, and racing laps since the sport adopted the biofuel 6 years ago. NASCAR entered into a partnership with Sunoco and American Ethanol and launched a long-term biofuels program across its three national series of races. The goal behind the decision was to reduce emissions. The biofuel made its first debut at Daytona International Speedway in Florida back in 2011. Chief Operating Officer at NASCAR, Brent DeWar, says as they approach 10 million miles, it's evident that the renewable, higher ethanol blended fuel performs flawlessly against rigorous racing conditions. He also added that the milestone is the result of an industry-wide commitment to demonstrate high-performance racing with reduced emissions, along with educating their fans about the benefits of sustainable and renewable American ethanol. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.